New York lawmakers are proposing policies they hope can save struggling upstate nuclear power plants from closing. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it may not arrive in time.
Some New York lawmakers have complained that state law doesn't currently recognize the value of nuclear power plants. They provide energy around the clock without producing harmful carbon dioxide emissions. Assemblyman Will Barkley, whose district covers the financially distressed Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County, says the governor's campaign for more clean energy should include nuclear power.
I think if you want zero emissions or cut state generation emissions by 50% by 2030, there's no way you can accomplish that without including nuclear.
So Barkley and State Senator Patty Ritchie are sponsoring two bills that would use state money to keep Fitzpatrick open. One of the bills would allow Entergy a $60 million corporate tax credit, which is how much money Entergy officials predict they will lose annually if they keep Fitzpatrick open.
It's a short-term bridge until we can get the policies in place to properly price nuclear power.
The long-term fix Barkley wants is a zero-carbon emission credit. This credit would allow nuclear plants to access public money that currently supports renewable energy sources. The New York Public Service Commission, which oversees state energy policies, is also considering a zero-carbon credit. The commission's Scott Weiner says they are looking at a requirement that utilities and other electricity providers must buy a certain amount of power from nuclear plants every year.
Take the costs associated with assuring those nuclear facilities can operate and having those costs shared on an equal basis by everyone who uses electricity.
Weiner says if the credits are approved, it may not go into effect until next year. That's too late, says Fitzpatrick spokeswoman Tammy Holden. The plant is scheduled to shut down by early 2017. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.